It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Mike, how's that vitamin water treating you?
It's all right, Nevin.
Is it all right?
I don't know. I'm
Before you say anything else, yeah. Just remember, okay. This could be a future sponsor.
I am thoroughly enjoying Kirkland Signature Vita-Rain, a vitamin-enhanced water beverage.
That's Kirkland Signature Vita-Rain, in stores now.
It is.
Vita-Rain.
Boy, do I love it.
What flavor is that, by the way? It's tropical mango.
And, wow. It reminds me of my time in the tropics.
Of course. How could it
mangoes.
Eating mangoes. It's got the color of mango, too. It's kind of a... Yeah. You know what? Okay, I'm just going to be honest. It looks like urine.
Yeah, it's... But it's... Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I can't go beyond that.
I'm sorry, Vita-Rain. No. This isn't going to work. It's just not. It just won't.
Okay.
It just won't. By the way, welcome to the show, everybody.
Yeah, hi, guys.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Mm. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. We know what? We should have a sponsor. How can we get a sponsor?
That's a good question.
How does one go about getting a sponsor?
Well, you know, you send your resume and stuff and all your... I don't know.
Resume? Yeah, for jobs.
The Vita-Rain is messing me up. I'm sorry.
Send a resume to Gatorade. See if they like you.
Yeah, it's got ginseng in it.
I don't get the whole ginseng thing. Mm. I just don't. I mean, it's weird. What is... You're kind of a health...
It's kind of
more, kind
it's
of health just, you know, guy than I am.
I mean, it's
just, an herb. Is that what it is?
It doesn't do it. I mean, it, you know, this is the ultimate. Like, it does a tiny amount based on what they claim it does. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, compared to what they claim it does, it does such a tiny amount for you. It's supposed to like improve memory and like all this, you know, and energy levels and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know what? Let's see what Vita-Rain says.
Please,
what? It says that it acts as a stimulant. That may increase metabolism and can give you a burst of energy.
The may and the can. It's those little words they throw in. You know,
I love this. Hang on. Vita-Rain Energy is a natural tonic of B vitamins and electrolytes that are thought to be involved in boosting your body's immune system and may help to maintain essential fluid balance.
So basically, Vita-Rain is not guaranteeing anything. They're not standing behind anything. They say, maybe it can do this. We think it might do this. It should provide this.
Yeah.
But it's all circumstantial and it can't be proven.
Right.
So basically,
I can't sue them.
Right, exactly. If this doesn't work. But it does remind you of your time in the tropics. It does look like urine. And
it's a winner.
What more do you need? That's Vita-Rain in stores now. Well, I'm actually drinking, and this is actually the first time I'm drinking this. It's not Gatorade.
No.
It's G2. It's Diet Gatorade. I actually have to say, mm-hmm. This is not too bad.
Mm-mm.
Now, it's great when you see a product like Gatorade in stores now come out with a good diet product.
Yeah.
It's not easy to do.
No.
When you've gone one way for
point.
So long. I remember New Coke. Remember that from the 80s. They went in a different direction,
yeah.
and it completely flopped.
Oh, yeah.
It actually made Old Coke more popular because people liked it better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when a beverage company tries out something completely new, and they've never done anything like this before,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot riding on it. But Gatorade, they did it well with G2.
They do. I mean, yeah. No, absolutely. It's a very solid. It's a solid drink. I mean, I can attest to it as a runner. It works out really well. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, drinking it afterwards. Yeah, so...
And the color.
The color's good.
I'm drinking fruit punch flavor.
Yes, you are.
And it's red. And I expect it to be
red. See, that's the thing. It doesn't look like urine.
Right. It doesn't.
No.
And it doesn't look like blood, which isn't easy to do
with
a red-flavored beverage.
True. It looks like fruit punch-flavored water.
Yes.
Yes.
Fruit punch-flavored
that's
water.
That's very true.
And how do you capture fruit punch flavor in a color?
Does
it's not easy, but Gatorade does it.
Does it remind you of your time in the tropics?
No, but it does remind me of drinking like high C
yes.
or what's the Hawaiian Punch, which I know isn't a fruit punch.
Yeah.
You remember Hawaiian
that?
Punch?
Oh, yeah, like the little... Oh, wow.
Because they had the color down.
And sort of like Capri Sun. Yes. Like those little guys.
Yes.
Yeah, little silver pouches with the yellow straw.
And I still can't figure out how to get the straw in that little hole.
Oh, no one does. Yeah,
it's one of life's mysteries.
That's one of those things, like, that's what, like, makes the cool kids look uncool.
Yes.
It's like trying to do the, you know.
That's what you need.
It's the great equalizer.
Kids, if you're listening to this show, and
we kind of hope you're not, but
if you have, like, you know, a bully or someone that, like, you want to see, like, taken down a peg, like a little pretty boy or someone who's into that girl that you like and she's into him, offer him a Capri Sun and make sure the girl is watching.
Yes.
And watch him try and fail to get that little straw.
Just opening the straw alone is gonna kill you.
Impossible.
Yeah, I mean, like, kids don't have fine motor skills like that at that point. I mean, that's hard for adults.
It is difficult.
Yeah, that's... Well, anyways, yeah, that's...
Yeah, but it's not easy.
No.
It is not
what
easy.
What is up with that? That's really lame.
I never got it.
It's like,
I never got the whole packaging.
You know, it's like opening those old bags of saltine crackers that were impossible to open. It's like that. It's like, who designed this? Like, who wrapped this and went, oh, this is good?
And why did it last for so many years? Like, obviously, there was ways to improve it. Were you afraid? Did you fear change?
I guess so.
I mean, was it going to hurt sales? I don't think so. I think someone just has to take the plunge and say, we're going to change the packaging and make it more friendly. If you put Capri Sun in a bottle, I think you double your sales.
You know, the thing, yeah, absolutely. You know,
you'll see the color of the drink.
This reminds me slightly. It reminds me slightly of an old Saturday Night Live, joke ad. It was, I forget what it was called now, but it was basically like for arthritis. And what it was called like No Open or something. And what it was was arthritis pills that were like completely impossible to open, like the bottle you could not get it, you know. And so it showed just like these hands like shaking, you know, and trying to open it, and it just wouldn't go, you know. And it was like, you know, it was like, we'll have you using your hands like you used to in no time, you know, trying to do the thing. And they finally show a shot of it. The guy like took a sledgehammer to it to open it up.
Did it open? Was it just
it was cracked. It was split into a million pieces, but it was open.
That's the important thing. Whatever it takes to get it open.
There was something wonderful about that. Anyways.
You know, real quick,
yeah.
I just realized why Capri Sun does the silver pouches, getting back to that for a second. Mm. Have you actually ever seen what a Capri Sun drink looks like?
No.
So think about that. Think about that for a second.
Because that straw really does mask it.
Yes.
Ooh.
You know. Here's my theory, okay?
Yeah, I think it's red.
Well, okay, it could be red. I hope it's red.
I think it's red.
But my theory is this. Every flavor is the same, and the color is brown. Think about it.
There's only one way we can find this out.
We'll have to
make Capri Sun a sponsor.
Yes, Capri Sun, available in stores now. We will send our resume to you, because apparently that's how you do it.
Because apparently, according to my commercial savvy, that is how you get a sponsor.
We're doomed.
You know, Tiger Woods, when he got Nike, sent his resume in.
Did he? Really?
To them. No. I don't think so. I doubt it. But still.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways.
Well, on that happy note, we always encourage letters from our listeners.
Oh, right.
And you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. Mike, this week's letter comes from Marlena in Arkansas.
Okay.
And you remember last week's letter about from Jessica in Minneapolis. She was asking us about the ménage à trois.
Yes, the ménage à trois.
And, you know, my boyfriend, he really wants to.
Right.
I want to make him happy, blah, blah, blah. Well, Marlena had a little interesting twist on the ménage à trois scenario.
Two letters in a row.
From the ménage à trois. So people are listening and people are responding to what we're talking about, which is always good.
About.
It's all about interaction.
Yes,
and,
it is.
Well, she offered up this different scenario, and she wanted to get our thoughts.
Okay.
She writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I heard last week's show about your advice on the ménage à trois, and I have a question for you. What if the guy is asking the girl to have it be him, her, and another guy? Would your advice be different?"
Interesting.
And that's from Marlena in Arkansas. And
you know, that's good listening on Marlena's part.
It is. It is. It is good listening.
Nice.
It's a good point because, let's face it, we're going to bash Marlena's question in just a minute here. But it'd be nice to praise it that she actually was listening, took what we were saying, and said, okay, but what about this?
This is how discourse happens. This is
good
it.
Word.
Thank you.
Discourse.
This is how it goes. Well, you know, Marlena, I'll put it this way. If a girl... Wait, I'm sorry. It's the guy...
It's the guy who says to the girl, okay, hey, let's have it be me, you, and another guy.
All right. First off, Marlena, you're clearly a girl for asking this question. Is the very beginning of this whole situation.
Yeah, let's just start there.
Okay, because look, honestly, just that scenario alone, for most straight guys... Okay, fine. All straight guys... Not so much.
Never.
You know, it's, yeah, I mean, I don't know what, you know, this actually raises an interesting thing.
Okay.
All right. If you're, okay, guys, I think in general, do not look at another male and go and get envious necessarily or go, wow. I mean, you know, okay, fine. Okay, sure. Were you allowed to use this word on the air? There is penis envy.
Is there, you think?
Oh yeah. No, I mean, I think that's right. But not. It's not like conscious. You know what I mean? It's not. I think it's an instinctive thing.
Do you think we have subconscious penis envy?
You and I?
Well, I mean, I guess. Well, let's start with not with each other per se.
I've never considered that.
No,
I just mean like locker rooms. You know how they talk about this. You know, the whole thing with like in locker rooms when it's like a team is showering and they always joke about this stuff. I mean,
okay,
it's
but
not
here's,
like,
here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's been my experience of locker rooms.
Okay.
We joke about it,
yeah,
but we actually never ever look.
Right.
Because you don't know who's looking at us.
Key point. Yes. No, absolutely. But I think with girls, you know, just from my experience, a lot of them, you know, talk about like other girls, you know, breasts,
right,
that kind of
thing.
Oh,
absolutely. Much more than guys.
So this is different. I mean, that's a different thing. Right. So it's like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that
what is your point here?
My point here is that if it's two girls and a guy, the two girls are likely going to be more interested in each other than if it was two guys and a girl, and the two guys were interested. You know what I mean? Like, it's that sense.
I hope. In the scenario with two girls and a guy,
yes,
when you say interested in each other, do you mean sexually or mean to the sense that they will size each other up?
I think, well, possibly sexually. I just mean comfortable, okay, I guess is what I mean. I guess what I mean is that I have a feeling that two naked girls together would be more comfortable than two naked guys together. I would guess. I could be wrong. I could be completely wrong about this because I am a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just know if I was with another guy, like in a menage a trois situation, mm-hmm, wouldn't
it
be happening.
Because Marlena, here's the thing. My take with your question: okay, number one, it's never going to happen.
No,
a straight guy is never going to bring up the scenario of him, a girl, and another guy.
No,
if he brings that up, he's gay. I'm just going to say it.
Yes.
Who's
this other guy he's bringing in?
that's a good question.
Like, what is this? Like, you call a guy up and go, like, hey, guy.
Yeah.
Want to have sex with my girlfriend and
yeah,
I?
You know, I mean, no.
No.
No, it doesn't happen.
No.
No. It's just weird.
I love that we're talking about this on a show where we did Capri Sun.
Yes.
And, like, asked kids to...
How we made this connection.
Wow.
It's just weird. There's only...
There was a second part, though, to your answer.
There is
like
a part.
I cut you off.
It's okay. There's only one scenario.
Okay,
two scenarios where I can potentially find that a guy would accept bringing another guy into the bedroom, you know, with the girl.
Okay.
Number one, if this is a stretch, and you feel free to disagree.
Okay,
if the guy really wanted to make the girl happy, and most likely they would have had a menage a trois first involving two girls.
Interesting.
So basically, as a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one. Unlikely scenario. But
unlikely.
But number two, and I think this is more likely,
okay,
that it's the only way that a guy can have sex with a particular girl.
It brings me
to my question, a question I have about your scenario.
Okay.
In that regard, okay,
because yeah,
you're single, you can still think about these things.
I'm done. Yeah.
But think about this. Let's say you're really into a girl,
okay,
and she was into you and another guy, and you knew deep down, well, you know, the easiest way to have sex with her is if this other guy was involved too.
Right.
Now, in that scenario, would you be more comfortable with the guy being there, just knowing, okay, this is the only way this will happen?
No.
Really, still?
No.
Okay.
Would it help
if you knew the guy?
No. All right. Without getting too explicit, there was an opportunity at one point in college, I'm not kidding, for a foursome.
Really?
Okay, two guys and two girls.
Okay.
Yes. There was this opportunity, because as it turned out, and I knew the guy very, very well. In fact, he's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
him and I were a little bit nervous about us, the two of us being in the same room doing this stuff.
Right, right.
But the two girls were both bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
And we're both attracted to both of us.
Right.
So it never happened. But it was the sort of thing where that's the closest I've ever gotten to doing this. But it's just, to me, I would just feel so uncomfortable with another naked guy in the room somehow. I can't explain
it. It's just odd.
Okay. I mean, I haven't had the experience, so I'm not going to guarantee it, but I would guess, okay, just knowing my sensibilities.
You're afraid of crossing swords. I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and just swords, just, you know.
Just in general. Yeah, I gotcha. I understand.
You know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I hear
you. Yeah, this is why the Watchmen movie is gonna kind of bother me.
I don't want to get into that. No, I forget that. Well, no, that's a happy
one. That was an exciting... Marlena, I hope we kind of answered your question.
Yeah, I think so. So, okay, basically, it won't happen.
No.
So,
yeah.
Dumb question.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, that will do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrich. It's the Things That Matter.